I remember leaving one of the parties in here and going home and saying, okay, now you'll put things away. The beer will be, you know, put in a filing cabinet somewhere. All right. Everything's going to be okay. Just clean up before you go. And I come in on Monday morning and I get this from Harbor Center Operations. And there was this very uptight woman who kind of reminded me of myself when I get going. And she had lots of binders too with records. And she called me in. She had so many records, I cannot tell you. And she said, Joanne, we absolutely must have a discussion about the behavior of the master publishing students. And I said, what? She said, come into my office and just listen to this. And so she puts her phone on speakerphone. And what it is a security guard who is reporting back at regular intervals on what's happening up here. And so the first it was kind of calm. Hello. Is there anyone in operations? I'm trying to get some help. We have some. Who are you? And you can hear in the background, we're publishing students. We've got some publishing students that you know, they're partying up here, and you know, there doesn't seem to be anybody overseeing. Could you please get back to me? And then I said, oh, well, that, she said, there's more. And then it was successive telephone calls, and they got progressively boozier, right? There was like, oh, they won't leave. They're telling me that Joanne says that they can stay as long as they put their beer away. They've told me that Joanne says they can stay as long as they clean up and put their beer away. And I can hear in the background, that's right. Come on. We've gone over this before. Joanne said we could stay as long as we put our beer away. And I'm hearing this in the background. And they're not in that room anymore. So then there was video surveillance. And they were wandering all over the campus. I'll take my drink with me to the women's washroom, but I think I'll go downstairs and check things out. So a few of them were spreading the fun around.